Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak about Facebook addiction. I see everywhere people who are making selfies or pictures of the food, what they're eating, and posting it on Facebook. And then I see people in vacations with a tight time schedule to make as much beautiful selfies in front of the most beautiful or of the wonderful, lovely places. And then they run to the next, bing, bing, picture, to the next place. And the main thing is to make beautiful selfies instead. Vacation time is time to relax, to reflect, to enjoy our free time. When I was starting with meditating, I could understand that to enjoy the here and now is the best. Still, I loved to make beautiful pictures with my camera everywhere. And then I could understand when I was making pictures, it was rather more a hunting for beautiful pictures. I sold my heavy camera equipment with all the lenses and so on. My God, that was stupid. Okay. And for 20 years, I didn't have any camera. No picture for myself, nothing. Okay. And this was really a great decision for my life. When I see in Krabi is a beautiful place, one of the beautiful places in the world, I think. Okay, I live there. I see lovely couples, young, handsome, beautiful. And they're sitting there and making Facebook. Oh my God! Okay. And then I have read the last survey about sex in the university and in college in the USA. And everybody I think so, that this beautiful and lovely youngsters have a lot of sex when they are going to the university. Makes sense or not? Only 5%! Only 5%! Because Facebook is more attractive than a loving relationship, than a love story, a real love story. Now, better is to see movies on a smartphone about love. The people are avoiding personal contact, touching contact, contact with feelings to their family, to show how they are, to show our feelings, to share our feelings, our emotion with a loved one. My God, what is more beautiful? Meditation, okay. Things is over. Is this also true for you? on Facebook, we can articulate well. We can show how great we are. And so more likes we have, and so more people we have on Facebook, so greater we are, because we want to show how great we are. This has nothing to do with the ego trip or so, but with enjoying of our time. For sure we cannot meet the people face to face because we have Facebook. Then we have no time. We waste our time there instead just to go in front of the people. Also for marketing, it's working much better if you go personally in front of the people instead to call them up or to write emails from that point on. No, okay, it's not all the time possible. What is with the children and with the small kids? The parents want time for Facebook, and they give their child a smartphone, a tablet, or sit them in front of a TV to get the child quiet. And with this, they ruin, they destroy a part of the brain of the child, of the children. And that is proved again and again and again. Don't give your child a smartphone or a tablet. The research are so awful. The child needs contact, needs love from the children and from the parents, and for sure needs to make sport, exercises, or just play outside instead to sit in front of a TV. Now I'm really open by myself. Okay, we should be. Okay, why the parents are not getting a smartphone instead of a child? The smartphone, they can change the program. They can make Facebook. And sometimes that smartphone is not working, like a child is ill also, and sometimes the smartphone is not doing what we want. Not so often like a child, but sometimes, no? This can happen. No? But it's a good thing. You can switch it off. The child, you cannot switch it off. You're all the time responsible for it. So, I want just to give you some inspiration what I say. I hope you have enjoyed it and even learned something. Okay, thank you very much and bye.